Body dysmorphic disorder affects many people, and you can find an up-to-date summary of the evidence on its treatment in a new review by Jonathan Ipser and colleagues from the MRC Anxiety and Stress Disorders Research Unit in South Africa.
Our Cochrane Review of Randomized Trials looks into the effects of drug treatment or psychotherapy for treating body dysmorphic disorder. Body dysmorphic disorder, or BDD, is a condition characterized by a distressing and disabling preoccupation with an imagined or slight defect in appearance. The most common areas that are focused on include the skin, hair, and nose. Described for over a century, it was only officially recognized in 1987 with its introduction into the revision of the third edition of the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual. BDD is found in approximately 1-5% of the general population and is associated with significant distress and disability. People with BDD often have poor self-esteem and mental health-related quality of life and may undergo multiple cosmetic procedures. It is estimated that as many as a quarter of people with this disorder attempt suicide. There is some hope from open-label studies that BDD may respond to pharmacotherapy and psychotherapy, and we set out to test this by reviewing the randomized evidence. In December 2007, we searched for all randomized trials of patients meeting modern-day diagnostic criteria for BDD that had compared pharmacotherapy, psychotherapy, or a combination of both treatments with either placebo or an alternative treatment intervention. As well as looking for published studies, we also searched trial registries and contacted authors to ask if they knew of unpublished research. We found a total of 5 eligible trials, including 3 of psychotherapy and 2 of medication. In 2002, Catherine Phillips and her colleagues reported that treatment for 12 weeks with a selective serotonin reuptake inhibitor fluoxetine was more likely than placebo to result in a treatment response, with 56% of participants responding to medication compared to 18% for placebo. Significant reductions in the severity of symptoms were observed in this trial, as well as in a double-blind study comparing the efficacy of the SRI clomipramine with that of the tricyclic antidepressant desipramine. Treatment response in the medication trials was not affected by the degree to which people were aware that their perceptions of their appearance are distorted. Cognitive behavioral therapy was also effective in reducing the severity of symptoms, as observed in a combined analysis of data from 2 short-term treatment trials which compared CBT with waiting list controls. In a small trial, done in 1996 by James Rosen and others, more than 80% of the participants who received 8 two-hour therapy sessions combining exposure and response prevention with psychoeducation were reported as no longer meeting diagnostic criteria for BDD. The finding that fewer than 20% of the responders in this study had relapsed by the time of the 18-week follow-up assessment suggests that the effects of psychotherapy may persist after treatment has ended. Adverse events were mild to moderate in severity for those medication and psychotherapy trials for which it was possible to obtain this information, and none of the people in the active treatment groups were reported to have dropped out of the studies because of side effects. In conclusion, although few controlled trials have been done, and those that have been done were small, the results suggest that treatment with either medication or psychotherapy can be effective in alleviating the symptoms of body dysmorphic disorder. Additional randomized trials would help to identify which particular interventions are effective, whether their effectiveness is improved when combined with other interventions, and which clinical factors predict response to treatment.
To read more about the few trials that have been done and the ones that are needed in the future, go to www.cochrane.org to get the full review.